Part 1.
第一部分，听力。
1. Listening comprehension.
听力理解。
A. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. Peter switched off the electricity before changing the bulb. 1. Peter switched off the electricity before changing the bulb.
2. Our school English newspapers are published once a month. 2. Our school English newspapers are published once a month.
3. Trees provide food and shelter for both humans and animals. 3. Trees provide food and shelter for both humans and animals.
4. Look, Joan is taking a photo for her friends with her new camera. 4. Look, Joan is taking a photo for her friends with her new camera.
5. The Eiffel Tower is one of the most world-famous landmarks in France. 5. The Eiffel Tower is one of the most world-famous landmarks in France.
6. Perhaps there will be more high-speed trains in some modern cities. 6. Perhaps there will be more high-speed trains in some modern cities.
5. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
7. Lucy, let's buy some flowers as our mum's birthday gift.
Why not a scarf this time? I suppose mum needs one in windy weather.
Question.What does Lucy want to buy for her mum's birthday?
请再听一遍。
Lucy, let's buy some flowers as our mum's birthday gift.
Why not a scarf this time? I suppose mum needs one in windy weather.
Question. What does Lucy want to buy for her mum's birthday? 8.Kitty, do you like to visit Shanghai Museum?
Yes, but I like to visit Shanghai Nature Museum better now because I'm interested in the natural world.
Question. Which museum does Kitty prefer to visit?
请再听一遍。
Kitty, do you like to visit Shanghai Museum?
Yes, but I like to visit Shanghai Nature Museum better now because I'm interested in the natural world.
Question. Which museum does Kitty prefer to visit?
9. What a heavy rain. I hope it will be sunny tomorrow. I'm going to have a picnic with my friends.
I'm afraid you'll have to stay at home. According to the weather forecast, the weather tomorrow will be the same as today.
Question. How is the weather tomorrow?
请再听一遍。
What a heavy rain. I hope it will be sunny tomorrow. I'm going to have a picnic with my friends.
I'm afraid you'll have to stay at home.According to the weather forecast, The weather tomorrow will be the same as today.
Question: How is the weather tomorrow?
Ten. Betty, where did you spend the winter holiday? Did you still go to Britain?
No. At first, we planned to go to Australia, but my daughter wanted to visit America, so we went there instead.
Question. Where did Betty spend her winter holiday?
请再听一遍。
Betty, where did you spend the winter holiday? Did you still go to Britain?
No. At first, we planned to go to Australia, but my daughter wanted to visit America, so we went there instead.
Question. Where did Betty spend her winter holiday? 11. Linda, we will have a party at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Would you like to come?
I'd love to, but I'll be 30 minutes late. I'll have to attend a meeting before I come.
Question. When can Linda probably attend the party tomorrow afternoon?
请再听一遍。
Linda, we will have a party at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Would you like to come?
I'd love to, but I'll be 30 minutes late. I'll have to attend a meeting before I come.
Question. When can Linda probably attend the party tomorrow afternoon?
12. Good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I'd like to have a look at the white sports shoes in the window, please.
Okay, what size do you wear?
Size 7, thanks.
Question. Who might the two speakers be?
请再听一遍。
Good morning, sir. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I'd like to have a look at the white sports shoes in the window, please.
Okay, what size do you wear?
Size 7, thanks.
Question, who might the two speakers be?
13. Jane, I hear that you moved to a new flat last month.
Yes, Peter. Sunny Garden is really nice, and the neighbours are friendly, but I'm thinking of moving again.
Why? It's near a highway, and it's convenient to go anywhere. Is it because of the air pollution?
No, the noises of cars and buses always wake me up at night.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
请再听一遍。
Jane, I hear that you moved to a new flat last month.
Yes, Peter. Sunny Garden is really nice, and the neighbours are friendly, but I'm thinking of moving again.
Why? It's near a highway, and it's convenient to go anywhere. Is it because of the air pollution?
No, the noises of cars and buses always wake me up at night.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
14. What's the matter with you, Jack? You don't look well.
Nothing, Mrs. Smith. I just feel a little bit sick.
Come over here and let me have a look. Oh, you've got a fever. You'd better go to see the doctor now.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Mrs. Smith.
You're welcome. Drink more water and have a rest.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
请再听一遍。
What's the matter with you, Jack? You don't look well.
Nothing, Mrs. Smith. I just feel a little bit sick.
Come over here and let me have a look. Oh, you've got a fever. You'd better go to see the doctor now.
Okay, I will. Thank you, Mrs. Smith.
You're welcome. Drink more water and have a rest.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
C. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Several years ago, Kevin, then aged 11, was playing baseball when a player accidentally hit him with a bat. Kevin fell down and his heart stopped. Penny, the mother of another player, was watching the game. Penny usually worked in the evening as a nurse, but luckily that evening she wasn't working. Penny ran to help Kevin and saved his life. Nearly 7 years later, Kevin was washing up in the kitchen of the Garden Restaurant in New York. As usual, 18-year-old Kevin had school in the afternoon. But that week, there were exams and he didn't have any class. At about 1 p.m, Penny was having lunch with her family in the restaurant. She was eating when some food got stuck in her throat. She was very frightened because she couldn't breathe. Kevin was a volunteer firefighter in his free time, and he ran to help. A waitress tried to help her, but the food was still stuck in Penny's throat. Kevin pulled his hands quickly into her stomach and saved Penny's life. He didn't know it was Penny, but Kevin's mother was also having lunch in the restaurant. She realized that Penny was the woman who saved Kevin's life 7 years before at the baseball game. Both Penny and Kevin were completely amazed by the coincidence.
请再听一遍。
Several years ago, Kevin, then aged 11, was playing baseball when a player accidentally hit him with a bat. Kevin fell down and his heart stopped. Penny, the mother of another player, was watching the game. Penny usually worked in the evening as a nurse, but luckily that evening she wasn't working. Penny ran to help Kevin and saved his life. Nearly 7 years later, Kevin was washing up in the kitchen of the Garden Restaurant in New York. As usual, 18-year-old Kevin had school in the afternoon. But that week, there were exams and he didn't have any class. At about 1 p.m, Penny was having lunch with her family in the restaurant. She was eating when some food got stuck in her throat. She was very frightened because she couldn't breathe. Kevin was a volunteer firefighter in his free time and he ran to help. A waitress tried to help her, but the food was still stuck in Penny's throat. Kevin pulled his hands quickly into her stomach and saved Penny's life. He didn't know it was Penny, but Kevin's mother was also having lunch in the restaurant. She realized that Penny was the woman who saved Kevin's life 7 years before at the baseball game. Both Penny and Kevin were completely amazed by the coincidence.
D. Listen to the dialogue or passage and complete the following sentences.
听对话或短文，完成下列句子。每空格限填一词。
Sarah often bought some lottery tickets. As usual, she bought one in a convenience store. Then she got some amazing news. She won the prize of 55 million, and she was suddenly famous. After that, her life changed a lot. Many people in the town knew she was so rich. Over 200 people wrote emails to her or her families. They were all asking for money. News reporters wanted to take some photos and talk to her. She could not get away from them. She finally moved to a new house in another town. Then she could escape. The story didn't end here. Sarah didn't just hide from everyone. With the money, she started a group to help poor students go to college. It also helped women and small children. When these people couldn't pay for their food or their study, the group helped them pay for it. Today, the group is still helping people in need, and Sarah is famous for the good things she has done with her money.
请再听一遍。
Sarah often bought some lottery tickets. As usual, she bought one in a convenience store. Then she got some amazing news. She won the prize of 55 million, and she was suddenly famous. After that, her life changed a lot. Many people in the town knew she was so rich. Over 200 people wrote emails to her or her families. They were all asking for money. News reporters wanted to take some photos and talk to her. She could not get away from them. She finally moved to a new house in another town. Then she could escape. The story didn't end here. Sarah didn't just hide from everyone. With the money, she started a group to help poor students go to college. It also helped women and small children. When these people couldn't pay for their food or their study, the group helped them pay for it. Today, the group is still helping people in need, and Sarah is famous for the good things she has done with her money.